Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Monday, November 4th. A sad story out of Hanover. The town's police say a 23-year-old woman has been charged after a four-month-old baby received treatment for serious injuries. Police say the baby was treated at the Hanover Hospital last Wednesday and later airlifted to London in serious but stable condition. A 23-year-old woman from Northern Bruce Peninsula was arrested later that same day and charged with assault and failing to provide the necessities of life. Hanover police say the baby was released from hospital over the weekend into the care of Bruce Gray Child and Family Services and thankfully is expected to make a full recovery. Meaford's looking at bringing in a licensing program for short-term accommodations. Council will be discussing it at today's meeting. A report from staff says there are more than 200 short-term rentals operating in Meaford. A Kincardine resident is hoping the community response to flag football will lead to the formation of a high school football team in the town. Dan Ogilvie started a fundraiser with the goal of having a football team at Kincardine District Senior School by next fall.
It's quite costly, and since this is a high school team, we want to run it as affordably as possible. We'd like for the kids to be able to play it and not have to spend a lot of money at all if possible.
Northern Bruce Peninsula Council has some concerns with Bruce County's draft official plan. Proposed changes to lands designated as prime agricultural and the ability to develop within natural heritage areas have caught the attention of Northern Bruce Peninsula. Council voted to ask the county to review its mapping for the new official plan. On the national news, talks will continue today between Canada Post and the union representing postal workers. The union was in a legal strike position yesterday, but Canada Post says both sides have agreed to avoid a work stoppage as long as talks are productive. And the U.S. presidential election is tomorrow. According to polls, it's a close race between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. The two candidates campaigned in swing states yesterday, and both have another packed schedule on the eve of Election Day. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks look headed for a slightly higher open this morning. Futures contracts up in pre-market trading, with investor attention turned towards the U.S. presidential election and the Fed rate decision coming up this week. On Friday, the Dow closed 288 points higher to 42,052. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ advanced as well, while the TSX was up 98 points to 24,255. Bitcoin, a quarter percentage point higher this morning, trading at around 68,900 US. The price of oil rallying more than 3% to over $71.60 per barrel. Gold's a little change, 2,750 an ounce. And the Canadian dollar's at 71.92 cents. US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Broadhead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. The Maple Leafs lost to Minnesota 2-1 in overtime. Boston shut out Seattle. Leafs host the Bruins tomorrow. Toronto still the only team to have a win against Winnipeg. Jets defeated Tampa to improve to 11-1. In the NFL, Bills got by Miami for their fourth straight win. Tyler Bass hit a career-long 61-yard field goal with 5 seconds to go. Bills have the largest division lead in the NFL. Detroit improved to 7-1. Minnesota also won to keep pace with the Lions in the NFC North. Dallas lost its third straight, falling to Atlanta. Other winners were the Rams, Chargers, Ravens, Bengals, Titans, Panthers, Commanders, Cards, and Eagles. And the Blue Jays, Dalton Varsho, won a gold glove as the American League's best defender in center field. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now, here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Owen Sound Attack lost a close one on home ice against the London Knights. Fred Wallace has this report.
Easton Cowan would score the game winner in overtime 4 minutes in as the London Knights won their sixth in a row, nipping the attack 2-1. Braden Rogers would score for Owen Sound, who have now lost 8 in a row. They'll try and snap that streak Wednesday when they play host to Sarnia. Fred Wallace at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Center.
More hockey, the Meaford Knights blank Senator 4-0 to sweep their three-game road trip over the weekend. In the PJHL, the Hanover Barons down the Wingham Ironmen 4-1. Owen Sound men's senior hockey, the 50-plus league, Greg McDonald scored a hat-trick to help Manulife to a 5-3 win over Legacy Ridge. Brokerlink and Magnum Duck Cleaning tied 4-4. And Team Park of South Korea won the 42nd Super Spiel at the Port Elgin Curling Club. There's always more sports on the Remax Grey Bruce Realty sports page at Bayshore. Broadcasting.ca. Remax your unfair advantage because we've done this over 2 million times. The weather's coming up next. A few showers today and a high of 16. Tonight, cloudy. Chance of more rain or a thunderstorm overnight. A low of 14. And cloudy tomorrow with a chance of rain or thunder showers and a high of 21.